Hello, this is an addendum to Tracy Hartman, date of birth 2/27/1970, date of procedure June 20th, 2024, dictation number 062-049. Make quiet, please. We left off at the findings. Next, we were talking about rectum, sessile polyp, approximately 10 millimeters, removal cold snare polypectomy. Next line, ascending colon, sessile polyp, approximately 8 millimeters, removal cold snare polypectomy. Next line, hepatic flexure, sessile polyp, approximately 8 millimeters, removal cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was 3 sigmoid colon sessile polyps that were diminutive in size and removal cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 2 sigmoid colon sessile polyps, approximately 8 to 10 millimeters in size, removed with cold snare polypectomy, one of which, the bigger one, required a hemoclip with good hemostasis achieved. Next line, there was 4 rectosigmoid sessile diminutive polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of diverticulosis coli on the left side. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids. There were small noted on retroflexion. There were non-bleeding. Next line, there was external skin tags. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year, pending pass. Next line, if greater than 10 polyps are noticed, V2 adenomas or SSAs, would recommend genetic testing. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, recommend high-fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Thank you.